Let me tell you about Moo.com. Promo code Drinking Bros. Gonna get you 20% off your first order over there. Did you know there's an online cannabis store that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to target nearly every mood and health concern you can think of. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. Whether that's the magic mind gummies for deep work and creativity, the PMS support to ease cramps and balance mood swings, or their sexual euphoria gummies to help you feel ready for the action at every turn. And touch into a full body experience over there. Listen, I love the night-night gummies, as I call them, the sleepy time gummies. I take, right now they're 15 milligrams. I cut it in half, and I take half a night. 15 minutes, dude, you are gone. I've never had anything like it. 15, 20 minutes tops, and I'm out. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days, gas stations, whatever. Mood's functional gummies, though, combine premium federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. Plus, Texas Governor Abbott just said it was all right to get these shipped through the mail. He vetoed the bill down here. Thank God. So order from mood.com today. Use that promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off your first order. Everything ships discreetly right to your front door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with the promo code Drinking Bros. So head on over to mood.com. Find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. Don't forget to use the promo code Drinking Bros when you check out to save 20% off your first order. Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with the help of Hims. They provide access to personalized treatments so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Yeah, 3 to 6 months. That's it, kids. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. Doctor-trusted, clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil can stop hair loss and regrow your hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of your own home. Fill out an intake form, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. The process is 100% online, which means getting started has never been more convenient. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Plus, treatment options start at $35 per month. Hims has helped hundreds of thousands of men get their confidence back with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/drinking bros. That is hims.com/drinking bros for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/drinking bros. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Drinking Bros. Put down the water and grab a fucking drink.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Drinking Bros.
Oh, no,
yeah. Am I loud enough?
No,
yeah.
No,
fuck.
We were notified recently that we can no longer swear on our show.
Yeah, so sorry about that.
Who welcome said that? Bros, Peter Dinklage's lawyer?
Yeah. Peter Dinklage wrote us a letter that says if he's sponsoring a show, we have to keep it clean.
Oh, what? Yeah. Keep it clean?
This is actually my last episode since I say fuck.
Goodbye, everybody. Say goodbye to Matt Best, everybody.
Yeah, somebody chub Matt's microphone, too.
Dude,
we could smell it.
CAA is just so strict, yeah. Ross.
Hey, can we finish the intro?
It really is.
I haven't got to introduce everyone yet.
Oh,
do it.
Sorry.
Yeah, we just
sorry,
started.
Dick Clark.
Yeah,
no, go ahead, Dick Clark.
We
let's
just
get it going.
Started.
We just started. Okay, ladies and gentlemen.
Look, he's throwing a fit like Christian Bale at Terminator.
Hey, I haven't seen you in four
fucking
days, and you're treating me like this. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Drinking Bros podcast. Along with you tonight, as well as every other time we're on here, is the guy with the biggest dick in the goddamn world, Ross Patterson.
You're goddamn right.
Is that wiki? Does he have a wiki?
I believe it's
my. My dick has a Wikipedia page.
Yeah.
It's 8 inches
he's got
thick.
Two houses.
It's 8 inches.
He's got a house right next door. His dick lives next door. His neighbor.
Yep. His dick has his own social security number.
My dick has his own zip code. So.
And the man to my left, beautiful as fucking always.
Who is on his phone right now like
so
a total
good.
Asshole.
It's all right. We're trolling the shit out of someone, so it's
fine.
Yeah.
Some dude's being a dick face.
Yeah, so I'm killing him with kindness right now.
He's being a face with a dick.
Oh, God. Kindness. Why don't you buy him a dress?
The guy to my left, you see, the prettiest man that we have on the team. Okay. Matt Best.
Thanks, Rock.
Oh,
I love
man,
you. I missed you. Rock and I
hugged. Dude, I missed
it's
you,
It's good
too,
to have
man.
You back, dude.
I know.
You know?
I know.
It's
I
good
mean,
mood.
And the guy on the far left, everybody hates him.
No, they don't.
Yeah, you're the biggest piece of shit ever,
what
bro.
Are you talking about?
Come
like, maybe
on.
Seven people hate me.
No.
No, no. Hey, Jared, there's like 14 today that have said shit about you.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
A lot of people just say, we need to replace you with Joe Pesci. That's what they want.
What? Joe Pesci?
Yeah, you're similar to him, but they like him more.
Yeah, but they want like an Asian Joe Pesci. Like an Asian Joe Pesci to replace you.
Yeah.
What is that guy going to do? Math on the show?
Look, all I know is he brought an abacus. He's got an abacus.
Calculator? Yeah,
the
an
asshole,
abacus.
The asshole on the far left is Jared Taylor.
Fucking
nobody hates me.
French press
there's
fucking
one,
Jared Taylor.
There was
that's
like
new
one.
Fucking
you Jimmy John's eating motherfucker. Jared Taylor, dude.
There he goes.
There
oh,
he goes.
Yeah.
He's just, so depressed about that comment he's drinking his
he
life
is.
Away.
Dude, no, I think
anyway.
Triple J is a nice new nickname for you. Jimmy
Wait,
John's Jared.
How do you drink?
Jimmy
you drink
John's
out
Jared.
Of the fucking
you
pouring
just gotta,
side.
You gotta really tuck it in.
It's like.
Get your. Ew.
Right? Isn't that gross?
It's so
like,
disgusting.
It digs into his
it's like,
mouth.
It's like drinking out of a duck.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you right now.
Duck?
Yeah.
What?
Like the beak of a
like
duck?
You're fucking gross.
How can
you're
you even make
gross.
That correlation as if you've
you never
done
kissed
that some...
a duck?
Never kissed a duck, but I get the reference though.
I kissed
get
a
it.
Pomeranian, and you could get your whole mouth around their mouth.
The dog?
Yeah.
I used to blow in dogs' mouths, like try and blow up their lungs.
Well, I guess I'm actually quitting the show.
Good night, everyone. Yeah. Good night, everyone.
Yeah.
So who are you, Rocco?
Yeah. Well, the guy with the shaved face now.
Yeah.
Yeah. What the fuck, bro? What the fuck happened to you?
I'm still in the military.
You,
that's
you
what
look
happened.
Like a much fatter version of the clock kid.
Oh, fuck you. God, I hate you. Shit. I had to shave my face today, but yeah, to me, the guy with the shaved face now is Rocco, obviously.
Rocco, that was the saddest intro I've ever heard in my life.
Well,
like,
dude,
I know.
I'm not going to lie, man. I shave my face, and I don't like it, man. I hate the way it looks.
You, well, I mean,
I
you just...
we did the charity challenge. I hated it.
You just described your face like a Zoloft commercial, where it was just like,
Sometimes I don't want to get out of bed.
Sometimes I don't want to look in the face. Mirror.
Oh, I have such a good joke.
I don't like
tell.
Looking at myself. My job is going nowhere, and my mother-in-law reminds me of it.
Oh, boy.
I feel like that's real.
Yeah.
Does Caitlin's mom hate you?
Yeah. Absolutely not. Her mom is awesome. Actually, she bought most of these microphones we're talking in right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Julie Taylor is a saint. Julie Taylor is a saint.
What do you think? Caitlin's last name isn't Taylor, you asshole.
It's Schultz.
Oh, your
it's
wife. Your
Schultz.
Wife. I thought you
Sally
met your mom.
Schultz.
I thought you met your mom. I thought
no,
you met your mom.
Sally Schultz.
Sally Schultz.
You bet.
Is a
you bet. I, look, I know where's Julie. She has me call her Julie. I know where's Julie.
That's So if anybody, wait, Jared, if anybody attacks me for
Ross,
gay hating or anything.
Yeah, Ross, do you know about this in Jared's personal life that he has two moms?
Two mothers.
Explain that.
Yeah.
Two chicks like each other better than dudes, so they married.
Oh, so okay.
His mom remarried, yeah.
So Jared, you are part of the LGBT community, officially.
Absolutely. Right. I married into it. I'm not. It's Caitlin's mother.
So. Oh, that's great.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've got two mother-in-laws, and they're fucking awesome. They drink too. So I mean, Christmas is like,
why wouldn't lesbians drink though? Like that's kind of racist.
Yeah, lesbians.
It sounds kind of,
is it weird
kind of
graphic with your mother-in-laws?
Yeah, I was gonna say
mother-in-laws.
No, they're pretty funny.
I'll be proper.
They're really funny.
On a scale of 1 to 100, how many times do you think they scissor a week?
Oh. Yeah, or have you walked in on them scissoring and been like, oh, I was looking for the eggnog?
Explain me what scissoring is.
I've never slept at their house.
Scissoring is a great reference for the anatomy of the human body, which is the lower half, which is the legs. Spreading apart the legs.
It's four legs.
What
Rocco should be more concerned about is miszering, though. That's a man scissor.
Miszering.
That's when you're just grinding balls.
Oh. The miszer. The classic miszer.
Is it because it's just miserable?
No.
It's a miszerizing.
How do you enjoy that?
It's mesmerizing. Well, it's mesmerizing.
It's friction.
You scissor just like a girl.
It's like you create
then you
a
get
fire.
You get a thick rubber band from like Home Depot, and you throw that around the shafts.
It's like your
and you combine the shafts. Yeah, it's a double jack.
It's like you're playing the hot lava.
It's a double jack.
Now you're playing the game. It's like Chinese finger cuffs.
Do you remember when you were little and like when your penis was hard, you just like rub it on things around the house?
No.
Yeah, me neither. Never. I don't know.
That's how you ended up with potato dick.
I fucked a mattress when I was like 12.
Yeah, the potato dick, yeah. Well,
I used
to
like, you know,
something cool.
To get naked and then sit on plastic bags.
What the fuck?
Oh, just a plastic. like a Ziploc bag? You just get naked and sit
like
on a Ziploc
like
bag?
A Safeway grocery bag.
What does that do?
Because it was cold. No, it was cold. Like, it felt good, you know? If they were in the cupboard and it was cold, you'd sit on
Where did you grow up? What state did you grow up that was so hot that you had to sit on cold fucking objects?
Hey, Jared, I could see you suffocating your own dick. I could see you putting a grocery bag and suffocating your own dick as part of your sexual experiment.
He's already crying. 15 minutes. I like it.
Here's something new. Like this is another live podcast. We actually have a couple people in the audience today.
Oh, there is.
Yay!
I wouldn't say an audience. I'd just say close friends.
Four
of
friends.
Ours.
we're testing it out. Yeah. You know, we have some new audio equipment in the studio here where they can listen to Ross and all of us.
You know, something that we can't see is what the fuck Ross is drinking.
You can't.
What might that be, Ross Patterson?
Are we going to drinks or do we go to do sponsors?
Whatever.
It fucking matter, really.
Let's do fucking sponsors first. You know, because
okay. Tonight's episode is brought to you by one of the greatest pieces of American literature ever written. At night, she cries while he rides his steed.
A romance
the
novel
romance
for dudes.
The only romance novel for dudes.
It's a romance novel for dudes. Whenever you say at night she cries while he rides his steed, say a romance novel for dudes.
Okay, I was waiting. I was setting you up.
It's a sexual exploration of a man on a fucking journey.
An assist. Yeah, it's like a hockey term. Ross, this book is as if Hugh Hefner jammed his dick into a typewriter, and then it just
it shot out 280 pages.
The ink was his dick blood.
Dick blood.
If he shoved paint in his asshole and farted it out on a paper,
that's just byproduct of waste. I think.
Rocco, you've gotten real dark tonight. You've gotten real dark, and I don't know how to get you out of that hole.
And he's only on his second.
Tecate, motherfuckers.
Oh, there we go.
And we're not on drinks, we're on sponsors.
Nectar of the gods. The nectar of the gods. Lead slingers.
Lead slingers.
Tonight we have some new sponsors that just kind of joined with us. We have Ming Lee's Handies and Sandies.
Those are good.
It's off of Donovan, home of the $2.99 hand job.
You got to go to the back door, though. You got to use the back door.
Yeah. You can get it's the only place you can get a tuna and a hand job. Roof.
They reinvented the Philly cheesesteak. That's all I'm saying.
They really did. They really did.
That's it.
Really did.
And then Sal's vacuums you can fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they suck and fuck. Yeah, they suck and fuck.
They'll clean your carpet. They'll clean both of your carpets, your pubes and your real carpet.
Clean your pipes too, Ross. Yeah. They'll clean your pipes.
Yeah.
Yes. Easy cleanup. Yeah. Easy cleanup when you shoot into that little it looks like a small tornado.
It's a turbine.
Going on. Yeah. So,
Yeah.
Amazing.
And it even gets that what's not pre-cum, it would be post-cum.
Post-cum,
you know?
Yeah. That's the stuff
that's
the
thing. Is that what comes out when you squeeze your dick really hard
it's
after?
Like,
what
do
you
yeah. yeah.
It's like toothpaste.
You milk it out. Ah, I think that's the one that smells. Like later on your dick, like, man, I smells really weird.
It's a clear substance. I wonder if it's just like
sex. It smells like sex. That's the sex smell.
Because that's
the aftercum.
We've gotten so fucking dark already, like I don't know where to go from here.
You just got to tell us what you're drinking, Ross, because obviously we're having way more fun over here.
We're not drinking post-cum, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. I was on the run, all right? I was a fucking man on the run.
Excuses.
Here we go.
Dude, I am the Mexican. I'm the white Mexican version of you, because I'm drinking that fucking Pinner Throwback IPA, and I swear to God, if they don't sponsor the fucking show, because I drink this every goddamn night, then something's wrong.
We should write them a letter that is just really confusing to their legal department.
Yeah, I'd like to write a letter.
More letters to brands.
It's like a Rubik's Cube of letters.
They're just like, hey guys, we got this. I need to bring this up to the board. We got this letter. I almost want to report it for rape.
if letters could rape me, this one did.
If words could rape me, something went weird with this. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
If words could rape me. And so Rocco, you're drinking a Tecate. We already found that out.
Well, he just opened number three with that.
Yeah, that's number three right there. Cheers.
Man, you were in a depressing mood tonight.
No, man. Hey, I'll tell you what. We have some exciting news about Led Slingers. We'll talk about it a little later. But, yeah, man. Shit. I just came back from Houston doing some stuff with Led Slingers, and so I'm excited, but I'm a little tired. And then I jumped straight into drill today, and so I had to deal with that shit, and you know how that goes. So, yeah, I'm a little. Let me pep it up a little bit. I'll take
we'll
it up
pep it up.
Notes.
It's been a long week for everybody.
Someone's got a case of the Fridays.
It's actually the Monday.
Meanwhile, they're reviewing our IG, going, you're bitching about your life? Really?
Yeah.
I am drinking Led Slingers as well as a Polliner Heffenweizen, a natural wheat beer. It's okay. It's a little too
Weizen.
What's the wheat beer taste?
It's got a lot of Weizen in it tonight.
A lot of Weizen in it.
Yeah.
A ton of Weizen.
Yeah. I feel like a German put some post-cum in my mouth when I drink this thing, so I'm not a huge fan.
Oh, a little PC?
Germans
you got a little PC
a lot
in there?
More cum than normal people.
They're going to be a little pissed about that comment.
Yeah.
I'm not. I just said merely a German. It's not saying all
and
Germans have a lot of post-cum.
They have a lot of cum. They have a lot more cum than average people.
And,
really? 13% more.
Jared, what are you drinking tonight?
Those are official numbers.
I'm drinking out of a France press.
Yeah, but what is it? What is in that France press you have there?
Tito's and lemonade.
Tito's and lemonade, real femme tonight.
Dude, I don't like to switch it up.
It's
I'm
a Hillary
sorry,
Duff
not,
spring
like,
drink. It's nice for the Kentucky Derby.
She said in Us Weekly 16 weeks ago that she drank lemonade and vodka.
Awesome. Jared, let me ask you this. In that Us Weekly, did it say that she ever dated a schizophrenic?
No.
No, really?
Oh, my God. Because
your wife called and said that she found a letter from somebody you used to date who was a schizophrenic with three names on it. You want to explain that story to us?
Rocco's got it right
Rocco's
here.
Rocco's got the letter.
I read this earlier, Ross, and I actually had to ask him. I was like.
He was confused
I was confused at the end. I read the whole thing, and I swear to you, in three pages of letters, she said, I love you, I think 20 times. The writing even changed at one point.
How old were you?
Oh, shit.
How old were you, Jared?
I was 25.
And how old was the schizophrenic?
19.
So weird.
Dude, so there's things in here that just trip me out because she starts to write, she changes, she leaves, she comes back, and it's a different kind of. She goes from honey, so honey I believe is one woman, and then sweetie is a different person.
Yes.
Yeah, and so I'm noticing that throughout the writing because it's about three different people in the writing, and then when it gets to the last page, this is where I finally put it together.
Is that the proper term, schizophrenic? Is that three people?
I don't know. It's a proper
medical term.
What are you gonna call multiple personalities? Right? Like that's schizophrenic. Yeah, like it's schizophrenia.
I don't know if that's a proper medical term.
Yeah, it is. I'm a fucking doctor.
She was three people. She was Ash, Lauren, and Jessica.
And then, so the funniest part of this, so here you go.
That's legit.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, dude.
Wait, she was Ashley, Lauren, and who else?
Jessica.
Lauren, she fucking signed the fucking letter.
That's what I'm trying to
with
say.
With all
dude.
Three fucking names.
The whole time it goes, I love you.
I thought this was just a creepy fucking letter. Oh.
Yeah, Matt, this is real. This is real thing.
Caitlin called Ross, and it's like, because she was like, she asked me to explain it, and I started telling her story, and she was like, you think this is okay to date someone like this? It's kind of fun. I did it for a month and a half.
So yeah, it was, what were the personalities like? Like, describe all three all girls. Right,
so Lauren was nice. She was the really nice one, and she was cool. And
the fact that you're even putting this on like a human level and humanizing each individual personality.
I'm just saying.
I'm going to post this on the Instagram.
So Lauren, she would do her bangs because she'd change her hair with them. So I would know right away who was coming.
What the fuck?
Dude,
she actually had different like visual different looks. Or an appearance.
Because Jessica always dressed like kind of clubby, and she would go heavy hairspray and curly.
Who was your favorite, you said?
Lauren.
Well, she was a nice one.
Because Lauren would have like the two bangs that would come down.
She was emo, so back in the...
No, emo.
How is that
babysitter?
Real?
Babysitter.
Yeah, you fucking fuck.
How is this real?
God,
dude? What are you talking about?
Jared, like your level of fucking disgusting has gone to an 11 tonight.
Who had the highest sex drive?
Lauren. Well, it was different with all of them.
So were you having foursomes?
No, because it was you only got one at a time.
Smack her, and she turns into Lauren. Smack her, and she turns into Ash. Yeah.
You only got one at a time.
I want it easy. Ow! Fuck me!
I love that dick. I love that dick. Oh, shit.
There's Jessica.
But it definitely, it was different. It was different with either one.
So wait, but did she ever change, like mid shift?
No, not mid. Like, it would last 6 hours to a day.
So she's like the female Eminem. She's got Slim Shady, Eminem, and
kind of. What is that? What was that sitcom with that mother that it was like?
Tony Colletti was the lead. Yeah, I know what you're talking about on Showtime.
Yeah, it was like that. Like she would change looks, change hair, so you knew which one was who.
So how long did this relationship last then?
Crazy as fuck.
It's schizophrenia.
A month and a half.
A month. So you put up with this for 6 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, I went to a Braves game with her.
If it makes you feel any better, I did.
That's my favorite team.
Girl we used to call Tourette's.
I was bored.
How long did it take for her to say I love you? Because you said it 20 times in 3 pages.
I think that was like right away.
No,
I don't think she cares.
It was 7 times each, all right? So it's not that weird.
Yeah, divide it by three.
Yeah, you got to divide by 3. 7.79
repeated.
You got to divide it by 3.
Yeah, you got to divide it by 3. But Jared, did her mom say anything to you? Like, hey, this is my daughter. She's got split personalities.
No. They were.
They let her go into the world like this.
It was a weird family over there.
They had no fucking shit.
They had two wiener dogs though, and I called one Football because he looked like football.
I don't even know where
Matt,
to like.
You said you did.
That's the least surprising part of this story, right there. What you just said.
Hey, you didn't hear it, Ross, but Matt said he dated someone with Tourette's.
Oh,
well, it wasn't legit. It wasn't legit Tourette's, but like we called her Tourette's because she must have been bipolar, had two completely different personalities where we'd go on a date, and I really liked her. It was just like, this is such a nice time. She's all lovey and shit. And then she had a switch that would just go. We had a puppy, a brand new German Shepherd, and this is back when I lived on that house with Justin in Washington State. And like she'd come in and play with the puppy, and you know there was always poop. She's like, "It's no big deal." And then all of a sudden, she would just like cuss the puppy out, cuss me out. I mean, she threw shit at me. It was a solid month of what the fuck, but it was really fun.
I thought that's called a normal woman.
Yeah. What? Hey, hey, Matt. What was she cussing at the puppy for? Just for living, or
because like, why would you shit on the floor, you little fucking shit? And you're like, because it's 3 weeks old and it's the cutest fucking thing you've ever seen. That's
even
why I was shit on the floor.
Because it's a puppy. There's shit everywhere.
She did give me a blowjob under a red velvet blanket while everybody else was watching a movie, just to prove that she was cool.
Beautiful. What is it?
What movie was it? What movie was it?
Oh God! Yeah, what
coming
movie?
To America?
It was Prince of Persia.
Yeah.
No. No.
No.
Yeah, it was.
No, Jared.
It was Prince of Persia. It's a good movie.
No, it was actually the new guy. I came when I saw the guy in there.
Oh. Ooh, wait a minute. That's awkward.
You came when you saw my face. I get it.
Dude,
I get it.
You came on screen. You came on screen. I came in the red velvet blanket.
Whoa!
Oh,
dude, I did. Used to watch the Babysitters Club a lot.
Yeah, no shit, you did.
Yeah, we know.
And
you probably read the Babysitter
Look, Cranberries.
Books too.
No, Cranberries was in the like their music was in the Babysitter Club. Head. Yeah.
Your head. Oh my god!
And so then I wanted to date them when I was a kid.
Who, the Cranberries?
Ross, can you save us?
Jared, the Babysitter's Club.
Hey, I got some exciting news about Lead Slingers.
Yeah, let's,
shut up.
Let's
we're on
hear
the
it, Rocco. Let's hear your news. What do you got?
Oh, man. So we took a trip to Houston, a couple of us.
You?
Me and Brad. You did. Me and Brad. Brad did. Yeah, a couple of us. So we went up there and we met with a new distributor for Texas. And these guys are amazing. It's I believe it's called United, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You met with them. Why are you asking them?
Because I'm really bad with that part. But the rest of it, dude, they're the third biggest distributors, I guess, in the United States. But they have the means necessary to get it everywhere throughout Texas. So we're pretty excited about that. They've already ordered 15 pallets, and they'll be at all the specs and everywhere else that they have their agreements with already. So
and that's for anybody that like wants Ledslinger's whiskey. It's like it's an active thing. It's like, when are you going to get it here? It's our goal, obviously, to get it everywhere. I mean, even states that we're in right now, because distribution was so jacked up before we kind of transitioned to United, you go into a store that hold your whiskey, they don't have it, and there's a waiting list of 100 people, and you're like, motherfucker, you're missing out on money, we're missing out on money, everybody that wants the whiskey is missing out on getting drunk off good shit.
We'll do a special episode on South Carolina alone, and we'll tell you guys about the guy that stole a fuck ton of money from us.
Yeah.
Actually,
people don't know how hard it is to start a liquor company.
Well, that's what happens is a lot of people, they give you a lot of promises, and then it turns out when they see the demand for the product and they can't fulfill it, they want to hide it from us that they can't fulfill it. And when we find out through all the hate mail we're getting because people are asking for it, and it doesn't happen, well, then we have to change, you know, we have to do something about it. And as well as not getting paid on time and blah, 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 blah. It's been hell for us. And definitely this is the first step to changing that here in Texas. And we're going to keep doing that throughout the rest of the states when we, you know, as we get
on top of that, Ross, if you don't mind me saying, I will be in Fort Campbell on, what is it, February 27th.
Nice.
For event for Ledslinger's Whiskey. So if I'm going to be hanging out with some distributors, and I'm going to be bored as fuck. So if you're in the area, please come hang out and maybe drink some whiskey with me and shit.
Probably listen to the podcast. They're going to get their feelings.
No, I mean, I like them, but I'd rather hang out with fucking drinking bros. Oh, you know? That's all I'm saying.
But yeah, so you guys are going to go out there. You can do some, I think you can do a tasting and some stuff like that.
And you're on base.
Yeah, listen, Brad's fucking that chicken. Cool. I'm just watching the feathers fly, right? I'm just in it to win it.
Yeah.
Try and catch
you
the feathers.
Hey, you can shave Rocco for $18. You can go and shave him out there.
Yeah. Dude,
you should do that.
What?
Shave Rocco for $18.
Yeah. Just have somebody shave you. Let's
Why
shave
not?
You.
Why not?
Dude,
I don't
want to
shave you. You saying I'm ugly? What
you need $18.
I'll shave. You can
You know how many tacos? That's $18 at a taco, or 18 tacos at a taco hut. 18
tacos at a dollar taco hut.
Dude, I had amazing tacos this week.
No shit.
No shit. You post your pictures of tacos on Instagram like they're your fucking kids.
tacos and kids are four things.
I'm
that, you
super
know,
excited of carne asada. He's growing up to be such a good boy.
Sorry. So,
dude,
hey,
I had Burger King last night.
What was that, Ross?
That's just
hey, Matt, by the way, speaking of Instagram, I saw you hanging off of a helicopter over a limo. How the fuck did the limo shoot go this week?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was fun, man. We linked up with Richard Ryan, who runs Full Mag and a lot of badass other stuff. Like, his channel is so military gun kind of tech specific, but the dude is like an amazing actor. He was on a show, like, two shows.
Yeah, he's been on a few shows.
Two of them.
Right. Yeah. So he was rad. We kind of got a sponsorship through London Has Fallen. And, you know, we get approached a lot to do, like, videos for, you know, sponsorship videos where we're promoting a product, but we never do them because they always try to change or channel. Like, yeah, that's kind of the joke early on in the podcast is you can't cuss, you can't do this, you can't have boobs, you can't have guns. And we're like, well, fuck off. Like, we're not doing it. But these guys came forward and were pretty fucking cool about it. And so, yeah, we Richard and I blew up a Lomo, slow motion. I fucking put my life in danger.
They
well, I
no
had
look,
a
no look walk away.
I had a harness on when I did it.
And yeah, so you did. I did. He had a harness on and we had an airbag, but you didn't see that.
Yeah, it wasn't in the video.
Yeah.
Because we shot up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
there's tricks, camera tricks. But still, I mean, I'm not really impressed by stuntman anymore. I mean, fuck them.
No, yeah. we're going to try and edit maybe something for the Drinking Bros so they can check that out. Were you going to be able to tweak that behind the scenes one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll put that up on Drinking Bros on the podcast, most likely, of when, which we edited out the safety lanyard on that
when
one.
When will it come out?
But I have to go talk with the studio. Probably, we were hoping Monday. It might get postponed a little bit, but next week will be out. It's a pretty rad video. I just showed Vince and the guys the final edit, and
it's good, right?
A lot of guns, a lot of boobs, and a crazy-ass
really who else was in the video with you, Matt, really for the audience?
We had Harley Lotz, who we've talked about before, a beautiful girl that's in town. That's one of our go-to models. We also had
Pilot X.
Obviously the savior.
He's then Instagram's
we had Tina Louise, who's
Tina
a huge Louise. Instagram girl. She's got like 1.3 million followers.
Something like that.
Beautiful Australian girl. She came and helped us out. And then, oh man, I forget another Israeli girl. I don't have her, but she's a sweetheart. She was here.
I think it's Corinne, I think.
We hung out with a bunch of, this week, Ross, a bunch of, Vine guys and Facebook guys.
Who was the Vine guy? Anybody we know?
Twan.
I'm sorry.
And JoJo.
What was the first one you just said?
Twan.
Okay. Twan. Is that short for Antoine, or is that the Asian pronunciation of the movie Tron?
No, he's
Doreen.
Twan?
Doreen Doten is the Israeli mom.
Yeah, Doreen Doten.
And I actually love that movie.
Oh, my favorite movie's Twan. It's Twan. My favorite movie's Twan.
My favorite movie, Twan.
Twan.
You want to have a Fanta and watch Twan?
Look, Charms, the one Asian guy here, is not laughing.
Yeah,
at
he's pissed. Yeah. We have an Asian guy in the crowd. He's so mad.
He's understanding us right now. He's like, I love Twan.
Twan.
You know, I love it.
Oh, I love Twan.
Rove.
I love Twan. I want to have Fanta and watch Twan.
Because racism is funny. Just kidding.
No, look, I think we're all having some good old American fun with a classic
Asian
name. I like
it. It's called American fun.
With a classic Asian name like Twan. And was he white?
You gotta be able to laugh.
Well, he's white. He's got a white guy from Amsterdam.
My God, we're just making jokes. We're not throwing them all in prison like FDR.
But like FDR did that. So.
What a dick.
Funny shit, man. God damn.
That was a good week, man. I'm excited for Richard's video. That fucking explosion was legit.
It was really good.
We were trying to convince the pyro people that we could stand closer, and they're like, yeah.
First off, I want to talk about those two. Well, they were annoying. Honestly, Ross.
Yeah, they were nice.
The pyro
they were
girl
nice.
Was... your girl on the set of Range 15 with the helicopter.
Oh.
To the team.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
What was her fucking stitch?
But still, the thing is everybody, when it comes to this shit, they're just over the top. Hey, safety, safety, safety. It's an explosion. You can't, it's like, whatever.
Because
you
it's know? Not, well, hey, Jared.
But that's the thing. If they get held liable for anything, they are
Yo, but you know it's funny.
We don't fucking care.
Ross, you remember this when we were giving our rifles? Remember when they had the guys come? They had to collect our rifles from.
Yeah,
us?
Let's talk about that.
Dude, it was hilarious because how hard was it for us? Like we kept our mouths shut and we were definitely respecting the guy's wishes. But this guy's trying to tell us how to clear an M4 and check if it's cleared. Drop the mag. Go ahead and put it on safe. And we're like, motherfucker, you talk to me like that again, I'm going to fucking hit you with
this
bitch.
He yelled at me because I locked and cleared my gun before it was okay. So the second go around, I dropped it and I racked it and caught the round and then I handed it to him. I was like, you good, bro?
And Ross was like, you know these guys are military, right? They're like, oh. Like,
dude, he still didn't care, though.
The thing was, what got me with them was the whole thing with blanks. Guys, the brass ejects, we get it. We get it.
Yeah, hey, Jared, it's all about safety. You know, in case somebody put like a baby on a motorcycle or something like that. Like, it's all about safety first. And you want to
listen. That motorcycle was powerful.
You want to make sure you're safe. That's
so. Those of you listening that missed out, I missed out as well because I was out of town. But
Jared
JT,
was not. Bike. There was no negligence on his part. He was just being a fucking rad dad and. Shit happens once in a while. I will put that out there.
We just got some scrapes.
It was a small little moped.
It was a 50cc.
Honda 50cc. Yeah. We just tipped over.
And how old is your daughter? Hey, Jared, for the audience, just tell them how old your daughter is. You know?
11.
Minus 9 or...
No, you didn't ask which daughter. You just said how old your daughter.
Well, the one that fell off the motorcycle. What was her age in months? Because I think it's months, right?
Yeah, there's something called the Fifth Amendment.
here's the cool thing. His daughter wants to do it again.
Yeah, she asked this morning. She said, "When can we go back on the bike?"
Yeah, hey, you know who else asked that? Those girls in Cleveland. It's called Stockholm Syndrome. Like that's what that is.
Jesus.
It's called Stockholm Syndrome. Where it's like I want to go back. I don't know why. I don't know why I want to go back to my captor, but I want to go back.
Dude, no. My dad bought us an ATC when we were younger. Some guy was like,
"What's an ATC?"
ATV.
ATV. ATC. The one was called ATC for some reason. I don't know why it was.
What?
ATV.
Yeah.
It's the Mexican version of an ATV. Is what it is.
Yeah. Those are dangerous.
It's got one wheel. It's three wheels. It's a Mexican version of it. It's got one wheel.
Yeah, so we were flying, and my dad was like, finally, you know, I think I was around 10. He's like, go ahead and take it around the corner. And I take it, and I started trying to pick up the speed. Dude, I hit a fucking rock, and the motherfucker flipped. Ooh. Nasty.
Yeah,
dude.
The three-wheelers, there's no front end.
No, man, yeah. Yeah. So the fucking thing flips. It was big enough rock. It was almost like a brick size of a flipped it, and I saw the thing jump over me, and I was thinking, like, if it lands, I'm dead. And it fucking just bounced right over me. And we were like, holy fuck. My dad was like, he's running over there with his eyes, like, fucking popping out of his head. Like, holy shit. It was scary, man. I've never fucked with one of those again. The quads, obviously, they're a lot safer, but the three-wheelers, fuck that, man.
Yeah, there's a lot of people die on them.
Yeah, a lot of people, dude.
It scared me when I was a kid. Like, they used to die because they don't make them anymore.
No, hey, same with unicycles. They're starting to get rid of those too, man. Real fucking dangerous.
Really?
Dude, only hipsters.
Real dangerous, dude.
You're fucking off.
That's just Ross.
No, look.
Hey, I'll tell you what. Go ahead, Ross.
No, I'm just saying, like, unicycles, you know, they've killed a lot of people. You know, some.
Ooh.
The guys who died on unicycles probably deserve it.
Who was that president that died? Burr? Was he the one that died in like 7 days? That guy died on a unicycle, I heard.
No, he didn't.
He did. He got pneumonia, and he was real far out in the woods on this thing. And he died on it.
He took it off road.
He starved to death.
Yeah, the direction said.
Rest in peace, President Burr. Rest in peace, President Burr. We'll never forget you.
Hey, I've seen some guys in the Border Patrol have some nasty wrecks off quads, man. Because
dude, I've wrecked bad.
They're chasing dudes down. It's nighttime, and they're flipping. We've had
when
some
I was instructor,
wrecks.
I went up and it flipped over the top of me. I just jumped off and let it just go,
dude.
Government
back when I was contracting, that was the whole thing. Everybody has a false sense of confidence on a quad because they ride it semi-fast. They're like, "Fuck it, I can do it," and they don't realize how close, like from an 8. Then to a 9, the 9 is you're tumbling, breaking your femur in your neck.
Bro, here's
so
the
funny. It's like,
we had a guy. So there's a ravine kind of thing. It's like a canal in Eagle Pass. We had a guy doing training, and he fucking kicked the gas up, threw that motherfucker into a fucking canal, bro. Like, that's how much he lost control of it, dude. I mean, there's a lot. And just something, shout out to the Border Patrol guys doing their work out there, man. I love what you guys do, obviously, in Honor First, man. Nothing
that's impressive coming from somebody whose cousin's trying to get across.
Exactly. Rocco, by the way, let me ask you about that, because you were in the Border Patrol. This has been a huge story this week about the Pope talking about you're not Christian if you build a wall between United States and America. Man. What do you think?
Oh man, I'll tell you what. So the Pope is actually Catholicism, right? So it's more, those are Catholics that believe in the Pope and they worship him the way they did. I mean, there was over 2 million people here, I believe, on the Mexican side just to see the Pope and just to know. All my buddies are still in the Border Patrol here in El Paso. The ramp up of security and precautions was insane.
Yeah, it was like a 2 month process.
But since you worked in the Border Patrol, do you think there should be a wall?
I'll tell you what, there's so much land, it's impossible to cover if people are not going to be able to abide by the laws of the United States.
What are you talking about? We built Niagara Falls, bitch. No. We could build a wall.
Yeah.
No, I'm telling you right now. I'm saying if people are not going to abide by the laws of the United States, well, then fucking we'll build a wall and fuck them. You know what I mean? It's the way it is.
Nothing's too far
okay,
for America.
Wait, I think
build the goddamn
I'm with Rocco. I'm with Rocco.
I'm going to say this, but I'm going to also say this. You can build any fucking wall you want. They're going to find a way up and around it or fucking through it, dude, because I've noticed.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the whole fact of let's build a wall, then the wall keeps blah, blah, blah. It doesn't. Like,
it doesn't.
You've seen the
it
intricacy
doesn't.
Of those fucking tunnels they build. Like, we're talking 3 miles under it. The problem is with the Mexican government. Let's not get into politics. I get mad. I'm out. Don't build a wall.
I'm just
stupid.
Saying. What if we did something different?
Like
and,
what?
And like we sucked all their.
We affected earthquakes and then built a mountain in between us and Mexico.
There we go.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what.
Have you ever seen League of Extraordinary Gentlemen?
Yes.
No one gets over a fucking mountain, bro.
I'm on this one. Dude, what,
I like
is there
it.
Even a plate
I like
there
it,
on
Jared.
The board?
I like it a lot.
We will build we will a continental one. Plate under the earth.
We've got
fucking,
yes.
fucking 16,000 nuclear weapons. We can fuck with
wait,
tectonic plates.
Stalactites.
Yeah, where
the tectonic we build plates stalactites.
Sit?
We all build stalactites.
Where do the plates
I think,
sit?
I think
under
there's
what,
one in Arizona.
No,
there's
no,
one
but
in California.
Under what surface of the. I forget the.
I don't know. The ionosphere.
Some geologist is going to fucking hate us.
Fucking, I don't know. But
you guys are idiots.
I say this, Ross.
I saw San and Bernardino County. Or what?
San Andreas.
Oh, God. You're talking about San Bernardino.
Hey,
this is not science.
Hey, wait, Ross, did you hear they're doing a San Andreas 2?
No. How do you do a sequel to that?
I don't know.
Another aftershock.
Another.
I can't.
San Andreas.
Hey,
aftershock.
By the way,
the Rock
your boy Rock is hosting the MTV Movie Awards this year, Rocco. So
no shit.
He is with Kevin Hart. With Kevin Hart. I wonder if the fucking Pope will be on. He's got Twitter now. The Pope's got Twitter.
Oh, God.
Hey, I'll tell you what. This Pope, so for, I don't follow it much, but I know this Pope has been very different and actually have implemented some things that probably needed to be implemented years and years ago. But he's not, I don't know, he's turning into more of a political figure than he is a religious figure.
But why is he on Twitter? So why is he on fucking Twitter?
Dude, I don't know, man. I don't know. Again, that's not my. I don't follow that faith. I'm a Christian, man. I don't believe in
that. Reminds me of
because everybody needs a Twitter.
That reminds me of Bruce Almighty when he gets the emails for the prayers.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
the Pope on
yeah,
Twitter.
Yeah,
that is.
And here, hey, Jared, I know why Jared's against the Pope because the Pope doesn't allow misering there. Isn't like misering.
He doesn't. They don't.
Yeah,
but the Pope also doesn't allow masturbation.
I want to stay away from this subject, yeah, man. Geez, I mean, man. Even the illegal immigrant thing is a subject. Is just one
this
of those,
is
like,
called drinking bros, not politics and religion.
Pope, you're right.
I'll say Pope this, doesn't Ross, allow jerking
I'll,
off.
I'll say this, Ross. If there's better, if there was better education about how to get. Become a legal citizen, or at least become, you know, a naturalized citizen in Mexico, it might help the situation. I think if the United States decided to step in and actually educate better, it would probably help it all, because a lot of people don't know exactly how to do it, and they get fooled by the people, the thugs out there that are trying to get money off them by using coyotes and things like that. So I think,
dude, you hear that? Coyotes?
Yeah, coyotes. You fell right back into it like an episode of Narcos. Right.
Yeah, so like I said, I think if the United States stepped up and did some education down in Mexico explaining exactly the white ways to do it, and as well as it's a long process, man. I've seen it. I understand exactly from both sides, from family members as well as working it.
Here's
but,
the catch.
Yeah.
If you want to become an American citizen, you got to do 2 years of work on the wall.
I think.
Oh, shit. Jared, dude. Later, Jared might have just solved the answer.
You, but I'm sorry.
That's it. It's just like Pacific Rim.
No, I think
it works for them.
I think it'd be dope if hey, you got to serve the country, bro. Show up, serve the country, man.
Yeah, build that wall.
Yeah, hey, Matt. I remember you telling me when President Trump is in there that you feel confident he's going to do that.
Oh my God!
Those words did not come out of
my mouth. You keep saying President Trump to me all the time.
Don't you put those words in my mouth, Ricky Bobby?
Those words.
Hey,
you know who's
going to
be his VP?
Anybody?
You know who's going to be his VP? By the way, if Trump wins, it's Twan. Twan's going to be his VP.
Wait, I'm not sure. Are you saying Twan or Tron?
Are you saying Twan or Tron?
Yeah.
Well, it depends on what country you're watching it in. You know what I'm saying? So
you know what's funny, Ross, is because he's 19, I kept throwing the joke at him. Stop looking at me, Twan. And he didn't get it because he's never seen Billy Madison.
Oh, shit. No, he wasn't even born
Great
yet.
Conversation. Let's do a cheers.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Why? You don't like my Billy Madison joke? Fuck you,
hey,
guys.
Are you guys all drinking? Who's not drinking?
Yeah.
Are you drinking?
No.
Why aren't you drinking?
He's drinking calculus. He's
asshole.
Asian.
Just go drink.
Hey, to Chuan. To Chuan, everybody. To Chuan.
To Chuan.
You know something I am looking at, which I can't explain right now, is the mystery shirt that Article 15 Clothing
it's right
Yes.
There.
Well, hey, what is the mystery shirt, by the way? It was Meat Pony.
I can't tell you.
We can't tell you. It's still a
I
mystery.
Will say it's not as grotesque as Meat Pony, but it's way more epic.
I think it's more entertaining.
It's way more entertaining.
And as well, I think it's a nicer looking shirt.
Conversation starter.
It is. It's like you look at it, you're like, ah. You're immediately mad. Like, really? Actually.
Exactly. I think my mom would look at it and be like, ew, and then be like, it's kind of funny.
What's the fucking shirt? Now I got to find out what this thing is. Like, I want
no,
this.
No, you're not going to find it.
No. I'll tell Ross, article15clothing.com.
Okay.
Bitch, buy one.
Yeah, buy one.
Oh, no, I'll buy one. I'll buy one. I really will buy one because I love your fucking
shirts. You'll buy 10.
Hey, if anyone's listening, please don't ruin it for anyone else and post your mystery shirt. Let's enjoy this ride because it is a fun one.
It's the Sixth Sense. It's like a Sixth Sense shirt, right?
Right.
Yeah.
March 1st, we discontinue it. So there's just like the Meat Pony, there's only a limited time where you can actually purchase it. So I'm not trying to plug our channel right now. I was just talking. What'd you spill?
He spilled again.
You spill?
I spilled all over myself.
Oh, boy. That's like residual cum.
We should build a wall. Hey, Jared, we should build a wall between you and Rocco. You know? That way you won't spill on him.
Residual cum would be like you came on the fucking mattress and it's residual.
Yeah.
Post cum is like
right after.
It's subsequent to the initial ejaculation.
You're making me sick.
He actually, so true story. this fucking weirdo.
Okay, I was like,
not you.
Shut up.
I didn't do it. I didn't do it.
Not that story, bro.
Pull out the story.
This fucking weirdo. Oh, dude. JT doesn't like anything to do with semen. He realistically, he's
wait, are you talking about people in the Navy or are you talking about actual cum?
Actual cum.
And okay, I think cool.
Both,
cool.
Actually.
Yeah. But yeah, he actually doesn't like talking about it. He doesn't like to, like, if you talk about texture and things like that, he get, look at him.
I bet he hates oysters. Does he hate oysters too?
I love oysters.
What, is that like cum? No, I've never tasted it. I'm not sure.
It's the same.
Oh, it is.
We need a female guest on.
Tastes like chlorine.
To cross-reference.
He said cum tastes like chlorine.
Well, that's what I heard.
You heard that from Evan's dick in your mouth. Like, that's what you heard. You heard it straight from Evan's dick. That's where you got it, right there.
I heard it somewhere. From Kathy Lee Gifford.
Oh, gosh. Do you wake up with Kathy Lee and Hoda every morning?
Head. Yeah. I love Kathy Lee, and I hate cum.
You don't... So when you,
I love Kathy Lee,
and I hate cum. Hey, so when you jerk off, when you're about...
Icky!
Did you just say icky? Icky?
He said it.
You missed it. He waved
Air Force
his hands.
Guys, dude.
He waved the hands like a little kid. Like,
I get a
whole garbage bag, like a regular garbage bag, and I just hide it in there.
So you treat it like a Gallagher show, like a Gallagher show, where like watermelons are smashing.
I'm in a poncho or a raincoat.
Raincoat.
Yeah,
I get away from it really fast.
He jerks off in condoms. What a sick fucking dude.
Is that true? Is that true?
Yeah, Jared jerks off in condoms.
Come on.
He tells us that all the time.
Come on.
Yeah,
that's not real.
So he can keep count of him. Yeah,
it is, dude.
He tries to beat his record every month.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
And it's like that weird thing where he's like super gross after he comes. He can't look at it. And he's like, oh my God.
And run.
And then he flushes.
Run away.
He has to flush it.
Take a shower.
Dude, there's literally plumbers at JT's house every 2 weeks cleaning out the fucking condom sewage.
And if a cool breeze hits his dick, he still shakes like fucking.
He shivers? Do you shiver?
Yeah.
You fucking shiver. Oh, God damn it. This is, I mean, Jared, you're really letting it all out tonight. You really are.
What are you talking about? This is no, I'm not.
If one girl listens to this show,
my goes out when I jerk off.
Oh, man.
My friends from high school.
This is now out in the world.
You talked about Maggie Rogers, and I go, wait a minute. A bunch of my friends were like, dude, you called out Maggie Rogers. I was like, yeah, I know. I was like, wait, isn't that the same episode I talked about my hearing going out? Yeah. They're like,
I know.
It's cool if strangers listen, but not my friends from home.
Hey, Jared, this story is now out into the world. Yeah, this is your life right here. This is your life.
Yeah, what was the explanation for that? Someone hit you up with the explanation of why your ears.
They said it's legit.
It's a
legit thing.
That happened to me too. I told you that.
Yeah, we have something up.
It's like high blood pressure.
No, there's a clog somewhere. That's a certain thing.
What?
Yeah. A clog?
Yeah, you got to read what he wrote because he's like, dude, I found out what's going on with you.
God damn.
It's in your inner ear.
So I got a clog in the ear.
Yeah.
You're fucking joking me, right?
Scary. I'm not joking.
No,
look at the fucking Drinking Bros inbox. Dude wrote a fucking thesis statement about what it is.
I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
Can we post it?
Yeah.
Let's post that.
We should say it's from
It'll be a read. It'll be a read for your whole family. You know what I'm saying? It'll be a fun thing for your whole fucking family.
The only thing that happens
I went to
come
see Dr. Love in Florida, by the way. He told me.
He told me that I did.
But then he got arrested because he wasn't a real doctor and he was an 18-year-old kid posing to be a doctor.
Well, that's so funny.
Either way, look, that kid's a fucking genius, and don't sully his name like that.
I
loved his response to the reporters. He goes, I've heard there are allegations, and I had allegations last year, and those were cleared up, and these will be cleared up as well.
Oh,
it's
a boss. He's owning
a fucking boss.
Yeah.
You know who else talks like that, Matt? Is President Trump. He talks a lot like that.
Why are you putting this on me, dude?
He knows you're the political guy.
You're enthusiastic about the election. You love it. It's happening very soon. All the primaries are going on. All I get is texts from you of like, oh, my God, did you see the numbers in the South Carolina primary? President Trump is.
I'm going to lay kick you so fucking hard.
I'm in a different city, and you just can't, you know?
You know, stop trying to pull me down in this dark dungeon. The only, again, like, the only thing I'm going to do tonight is fucking launch nine ropes of fucking cum.
Oh. Whoa, nine ropes. Yikes. Do you count them as they come out?
Listen, it's more ropes than a fucking ranger fucking platoon chalk of little birds and black.
I hate the word ropes.
Just ropes.
We've talked a lot about cum. Hey, wait.
I'm just trying to
Do you remember in Maxim magazine, the ropes? Do you remember that?
In Maxim?
Maxim magazine used to have a page. It was for the ropes. And what it was were, you take these pills and you would have fucking loads and loads. Like, fucking, who's that porn star that fucking had shit loads? Oh,
yeah. Ron Jeremy.
What's the porn star?
It was Peter North.
That motherfucker would drop a fucking gallon of milk on bitches, dude. Ew. It's disgusting.
Why do you want to do that?
I think it's like a power thing, dude.
It's a power thing.
Yeah.
Just a little.
Dude, no, if your dick just puffed out like smoke, like, that's embarrassing, bro.
No, man.
Give it to me. Give it to me. I'm sorry.
Is that it? Is that fucking it? Yeah. That's all you fucking do?
Yeah. Yeah, but you're dropping ropes on motherfuckers, bro.
Yeah. Yep. Like Trump on Melania, you know?
Oh, my God.
Who's the, hey, guys, who's the drinking bro of the week this week? This has turned real dark tonight. Let's end it on a positive note.
No, it hasn't. It's normal.
Well, since we're talking about cum.
Yeah.
Is that the segue?
Yeah, hey, Jared.
We're going to talk about Bruce McLaughlin.
Yeah.
Hey, Bruce.
Bruce.
So who's the drinking bro of the week?
Yeah.
Bruce McLaughlin.
Yeah.
Bruce is out there in Las Vegas. Bruce was also, he's a Chicago drinking bro. I went out there and, like, out of nowhere, I had a layover. I was stuck for the night. Boom. Bruce and Tim Morris, obviously, they showed up. And we drank beers and hung out. But Bruce has been a follower from the beginning, man. The dude's a solid dude. He's a shooting instructor. He does multiple different things. His kids are his daughter's in taekwondo tournaments. I mean, the guy's a cool all around dude, man. And he always supported us from the beginning. I'm telling you, he was out in fucking SHOT Show at our parties as well.
Oh yeah.
So Bruce, this one's for you, brother.
We're gonna cheers to Bruce.
Cheers, Bruce. To Bruce.
Put this on your resume, Bruce.
Yeah.
The Bruce is on fire. Resume.
It says drinking bro of the week.
Yeah, a bunch of meetings.
Referred
a bunch
episode
of
where JT's really grossed out by cum.
Yeah. We should just label this the cum dumpster episode.
They should.
Like
cum
dumpster.
What is a cum dumpster reference to?
Yeah, I would love to tell you about it.
It's a dumpster that you come into.
No.
What is it?
Just like a paint hole.
No, a cum dumpster is more of a reference. It's so you have, in pimp terms, and I can't really speak it, you have bottom bitch. Then you have side bitch.
Bottom bitch is your main squeeze.
Main squeeze. Bottom bitch is your
we
girl.
Call them squeezes?
Nothing matters.
Do we squeeze?
She's
them?
The one you love. And then there's the side bitch you kind of like, but you could never date her, but she's fun. Then you have, I don't know what the third one is, but number four is the cum dumpster.
Really? And what
is
that?
That's literally where you're just masturbating with her body and it's a
we
dumpster.
Called that
you're
girl
like, I have nine ropes of semen. I need to dump it into a dumpster.
No, we called that girl in Fort Bragg a dirt stick.
A dirt stick?
Yeah.
Cum dumpster?
Because once you did dirt stick, you felt dirty after you stuck her.
Well, but the cum dumpster, everybody else fucks, and it's a knowingly thing. So, knowingly? I just made that word up.
Just gutter slime.
Yeah, gutter slime.
Oh,
okay,
God.
Great. Drinking bro of the week, Bruce.
Yeah. Hey, Bruce, congratulations. It's just, literally been on our most disgusting episode ever.
Do you say that when you meet him at the bar? Like, hey, I was looking for a new dump hole. You in?
Hey, not Bruce, sorry for this to be your episode.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah, about the 9 pounds of cum. Bruce and the nine pounds of cum.
There's no correlation between you and that. Sorry.
You know what I'm going to get? I'm going to make this dark. I'm going to get like a 5-gallon fucking Ziploc bag
and fill it
with horse cum, puncture it, and squirt it on
if
Jared.
If you do that, I'm going to get used medical waste. And I'm gonna have fun. I will go as far as filling a full like Taco Bell dumpster full of sucked fat.
Yeah.
And you'll
yeah,
just be
that.
Walking out to the truck, going to the gym, boom.
Dude, that reminds you of
that doesn't
fight
bother
club.
Me.
Run
fat
to fight
blood. Fat and blood.
There's no blood. They sear the fat when they cut it.
Oh no, so there's blood in
it's
there.
It's cauterized.
There
I'm
is
not
blood in there. I've seen it. I used to sell used medical waste.
Oh, boy. That was your middle name, Jared Used Medical Waste Taylor.
Oh, God. Tyler Durden.
All right. So I think we should wrap, on that, we,
I think we should wrap this
episode. Let's just end this fucking goddamn shit show. We've called it an episode.
Happened?
For Ross,
hey,
listen, for Ross Patterson,
was my uncle's closet.
Oh boy. Yeah. For Matt Best,
close it out.
For
close
Matt
out.
Best, Ross Patterson, Jared Cum Dumpster Taylor, and Rocco. Hey. We are out of here. This has been disgusting.
We love you guys.
I hope you listen again after this. I hope you listen again after this.
Jared, come to sir.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind. And it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.